It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Oh, girl. Listen to this one. It is the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony. And every week, you know, I give it to somebody. Somebody who did something fun, maybe opened my eyes, made a type of point that I was like, you know, I never examined the issue from that angle, or made me laugh really hard. This week, nobody did that. I got to be honest, pretty underwhelming week of guests. I kid, but I'm lowering the bar because the game ball is going to a family member. Jenny Fallah joined me on Friday to preview the Super Bowl, talk about life as the wife of a New York Times best-selling author, host of the highest-rated Saturday night TV show in that 10 p.m. time slot. It was fun, and we got into some real-life stuff, including Jenny's inability to order properly at restaurants. I think you'll get a kick out of it. So without further ado, the game ball goes to Jenny Fallah.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you still smarting from last night's trip to the Brazilian buffet?
I'm better now. I'm a little better now.
Really quickly, you guys, because we have real stuff to get into. Jenny and myself and the Link Man, when I got home from Fox last night, went out to celebrate what we would have to say is good fortune, based on the opening week of book sales, New York Times bestseller list.
Amazing.
Number 3 book in the world right now, according to Publishers Weekly and overall. I mean, which is a big
deal. Incredible.
And
really
we kind of laugh about it. Yeah. But man, did you step in it. I mean, we had a funny moment last night on the way to the buffet because me, Jenny, and Lincoln, obviously, you know this. I'm just telling this to the listener. We talk a lot of smack to each other. And I think what I said to you in the car was, if I didn't marry you, you'd be like making out with a rodeo clown right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, I kind of am. Good clap back, Jenny. But after all of that, riding high on her comedy horse, we pulled into a lovely Brazilian buffet by all accounts.
Yeah.
I believe
really
Fogo
nice.
De Chão.
Yeah.
Over on Strong Island.
Mm-hmm.
Great place. Really nice. Very elegant. Classy mm-hmm. looking. I would absolutely say we were the trash in there. Would you not?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, everybody looked better
that kind
than
of
us.
Applies anywhere
it's
we
pretty
go.
Much anywhere we go. but anyway, me and Lincoln order the boom boom, which is if you go to a Brazilian buffet, you know what the boom boom is. It's just you put up the rabbit ears and they keep shooting steak at you until you surrender.
Right.
And it's steak and it's chicken and it's pork. And it was glorious. But because you tried to do something responsible, which is fascinating to me. Like, you've been on TV once. Now you eat like you're a news anchor. Like, who are
maybe
you?
Maybe I'm just tired of you two calling me fat all the time.
Well, that's not going to go away even if you lose the weight, Jenny. And you know, but the point, and if the past is any indicator, you're not going to anyway. I'm kidding. I love you. Don't leave. But the point is, Jenny responsibly ordered, like, the pork chop. And it over the course of an hour. So you guys got to understand, like, they're literally shooting meat at Lincoln and I with, like, a slingshot.
Listen, they just keep coming up to the table. If anybody hasn't gone to this place, I've never been either. But you saying they're shooting slingshots.
Like, it's
you
like have a Wile E. Coyote. It comes
over,
out in an Acme cannon.
Stop it.
And they shoot it.
But you guys order, like, the bottomless steak.
The boom
or
boom.
The bottomless meat. So they keep coming over with the steak, like, speared on a sword. And then they just shave it off and cut it onto your plate. Well,
glorious.
I didn't want an all-you-can-eat meat buffet. So I just ordered the pork. So I thought it was just going to, I was going to get one choice of meat. And it was just going to come out, like, slightly less than that. But it was just, like, seriously, like, 40 minutes into it. Now it's a buffet. So you guys are already almost done.
No, we're eating.
Before my first
we're eating.
Even,
it's
like,
bad. Yeah,
thing
yeah.
came. They cut two little pieces off. And they're like, oh, I think we need to cook this a little more. So they take it back into the back for, like, another 35 minutes as I'm just sitting there, like, not wanting to fill up on, like, the
you know
salad
this,
bar
you
stuff.
Know, you know the scene in Three Amigos where the two guys have, like, sand in their canteens and Chevy Chase is pouring his all over his face, giving some to the horse, and they're just sitting there salivating.
Yeah.
Poor Jenny. So
well,
she
it wasn't a thing that you could even share yours with us.
No,
because
cut
we
your hand
the
off.
Same thing.
It's
right.
like being a card
so
count in the casino.
Right.
You can't
exactly.
share the meat at a Brazilian buffet.
Right, right, right. You
That's why they have the
person.
Swords.
Yeah.
The meat is on a sword that doubles as a weapon if they catch you sharing the meat.
That doesn't surprise me, actually.
True
yeah.
story. Yeah. Jenny Fallah is in studio. It's Friday. We're in a good mood. We're just talking about stuff. But she is definitely 0 for 1 at the Brazilian buffet.
I am.
But did the dessert redeem itself?
It was delicious. And honestly, it was me ordering poorly. I should have just gone with what you guys did, and I would have been fine. Like, that's...
Because it really is like, that's what they're, it's called the Brazilian buffet. Like the all-you-can-eat meat-a-rama. You know what I mean?
That's the official title.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You ordered the wrong thing.
I did. I really did.
Actually, you know, like when Lincoln was a kid and he'd go to the Chinese buffet, but he'd get the pizza sticks?
Yeah.
You ordered like a child.
Yeah, I did.
And you got what you deserved.
I did, yeah.
Second worst order in Jenny Fela history. When Jenny first came to New York, her very first visit here, we went to a Long Island diner that's no longer in business, the Spartan Diner, corner of 110 and Conklin Street.
In Farmingdale.
Not far from the Crystal Cafe, also no longer in business. Mm. Say what you want about the Board of Health. They're mad. They shut down the old Crystal Cafe, but they shut down the Spartan Diner. But Jenny famously went there and became the first person in the history of the diner to order off page 7. You see, the diner makes, if you guys have never been to a Long Island diner, it's the closest thing you guys have to a Denny's, right? 24 hours, phenomenal breakfast, burgers, grilled cheese. A grilled, you know, a Greek specialty or two at a diner, and that's all you're supposed to order.
Right.
The other 7 pages are legit reading material.
Yeah.
While your drunken friend is throwing up in the bathroom or crying or fighting or arguing with his wife.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But Jenny, coming to the Spartan Diner for the first time, is like, I think I have the chicken Florentine. And the waiter was like, really? and to their credit. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was bad.
It was bad.
But you know, you love to make fun of me about this, but I'd also like to point out that knowing that I was never from Long Island or didn't know
things,
you didn't also like hit me to this fact.
Because I'd never dawned on me.
You just like, you wanted the story.
No,
you
I didn't want the story.
You wanted to see me crash and burn.
It just never,
you
no I did.
Said, whoa, babe.
It was the beginning. I liked you then.
You could have said burger. Burger, eggs, that's it, babe. That's all you get at a diner. But No.
You got this.
I'm going to let you step in it the next time you come to the country. That's it.
Look, I know how to order in the country. That's the point.
Not food. I'll find something that I could have, like, you know, thrown up a road sign for you.
I'm
not doing it.
I'm a hero where you live. I'm a Hollywood. I'm not Hollywood, California, as you know. I'm Hollywood, Florida. And it makes me like I'm undeniable because I'm so average. And people don't know what to do with me because I'm famous and average. Everybody else is like, who's famous is like above average, either their looks or their talent. And they have like a standoffish quality to them. But you know, you go to my events, I'm like the inferior person to what we're surrounded by. And they love it. It's amazing. I'm like a Chinese baby emperor. It's like they prop you up. But like, I mean, what, we really playing along with this? It's a baby, you know? It's funny. So Jenny Fela's in studio. It's Friday. We're celebrating, really, the Super Bowl. Why? Because the Super Bowl, if you wanted to know what bonds Jenny and I, for real, obviously, you know, we're in love, and we have a great family, and we have a lot of the same values, and I mean, do mean this, I'm being sincere, but we do like the country. We like the country a lot, because we were both raised to like the country, and we have a lot of family who served the country, whether they were in uniform as a soldier or a cop or whatever the heck it was. So I've always liked the Super Bowl, I think, for a lot of the reasons you have. We like Americana. And the Super Bowl is the ultimate Americana, whether you're talking about commercials, the halftime show.
Totally.
Whoever. Right? Is it Reba McEntire?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Anthem?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of my theory that she's Dana Carvey?
I think it holds some weight. I've never seen them in the same place at the same time.
I think if you guys want to think about this, Reba McEntire and Dana Carvey might be the same person.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's got to be some relation there somewhere. Right? They've got to be able to trace
cheeks,
back
the face,
some sort
the
of distant
hair.
Cousin. I mean, if they're not the same person, they're definitely related.
I've got to hear him sing one of her songs, Dana Carvey, and get to the bottom
of
this.
But he's super talented, so he probably could do like a good impression.
Oh, he's world class. Remember the church lady?
Yeah.
And he did George H.W. Bush, right?
Yes, yeah.
Too funny. But you get the Reba National Anthem. Are you excited about that?
I'm always excited about the National Anthem. I'm always like, I'm always
Chris
rooting
Stapleton.
For something. Yeah, he knocked it out of the park last year.
I mean, there were
people on the side, like the Eagles coach was like crying, like physically moved him to tears.
Well,
like,
he probably got maced by an Eagles fan.
maybe he
was macing a Chiefs fan. Yeah, you know, they get a little rowdy.
Yeah, but no, I always look forward to it.
It's interesting, though. Give me this. As you know, you can bet the National Anthem. You can bet the length of the National Anthem.
Right,
I believe the over-under is 91 seconds.
91 seconds.
Does she strike you as a long anthem?
No. No, I think under, because she's not somebody like who just is going to do a lot of riffs and a lot of, I mean, maybe she'll shake it up for this, but it's not, you know.
What about?
It's not like, you know how like a Christina Aguilera really does a lot of like.
That whole style of singing.
I mean, listen, if she has to hold a note, maybe it's just to coordinate with like the flyover.
Yeah.
So it happens at the right time if they're behind.
So if we get a like we get a slow jet.
Right. Maybe they took off a couple seconds late.
One of those Air Alaskas with no door on it.
Oh, no.
Happy Super Bowl. So you get Reba out of the gate. You're excited about that. I mean, you're not a huge Usher fan, but you know a lot about Usher.
That was great, yeah.
I'd expect good choreography.
I would think so, yeah. He's super talented.
One of my favorite cab stories of all time is I was driving a backup dancer for Usher, and I almost killed Reese Witherspoon. It's a great story. So
Witherspoon?
Hey. Isn't that a street joke,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I forget how it goes, but I remember it. Yeah, Witherspoon. So I was driving on 21st Street, which heads, it's really weird. 21st Street goes west. That's where my taxi garage was. Mm-hmm. But at 11th Avenue, it reverses for one block. From 11th Avenue to the West Side Highway, it goes east.
Okay.
Follow me so far, so good. So Reese Witherspoon was walking across the street facing the wrong direction. So she walked into the road and didn't see a cab coming.
Okay.
And literally walked into the road like 3 feet from me, killing her.
Oh, no.
Slammed on the brakes. She put both hands on the hood.
Wow.
Okay. So you know when a movie opens in the final scene and then they jump all the way back to the beginning?
Yeah.
So here's the beginning. Okay. I'm driving up 3rd Avenue. We're 3rd and Bowery. Bowery becomes 3rd on the east side of Manhattan. So you figure like 3rd Avenue, 10th Street, 11th Street, around there. I pick up a dude who is a backup dancer for Usher. Gay gentleman. Very flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
You know black people use a word for one another we can't use?
Yep.
I mean, you use it, but I'm kidding. I'm being silly. Okay, but they, as a gay person, there's also a word they use for one another.
Got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he is on the phone just laying into Usher because this word for a gay person made all of these words for a gay person dance like 50 more reps than they wanted to.
Oh,
and he blames Usher's mother, and she's the B word, and she's this and that. And, but he's really going in. He's so colorful and wonderful. He's like a gay Michael who calls into the show because he's very opinion and colorful and flat, and people love it. So as we get to, he's just running and running and running, and we get to 21st Street, and she just walks in front of the car. We slam on the brakes. Like, she looks up at me with her hands on the hood, and he says, "Let me call you back. This blankety blank almost killed Reese Witherspoon," and just hung up the phone. But I was now every word he had been calling his people and his friends and everybody else. But to our credit, Reese Witherspoon lived.
She did.
We did not kill her.
Phew.
Thought about it. Kay's a long chef, so I'm kidding. But Usher, that is the only association I have with him, is one of his very charming and colorful backup dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Very colorful language is what I would say.
Yeah.
Was in my cab. So Usher, though, has some hits. Good choreography. He's a good dancer.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be any like
I was just going to ask you that. Do you think there's cameos?
Cameos, yes. I definitely think so.
It's weird. They're in Vegas. You know who's from Vegas? The Weeknd, but he already did a halftime show.
Okay.
The Killers. But he doesn't do anything with Usher.
Mm.
Who does Usher have duets with? I feel bad. I should know this.
I'm probably just forgetting some. But I just wonder, like, beyond cameos, what? I mean, you don't think it's going to be, like, the thing that people have been saying, right?
What, Taylor?
Yeah.
You think Taylor Swift parachutes in?
Not parachutes in, but you think something?
Well, she's got to get there first because she's leaving from Tokyo.
I read this funny thing. It says, you know, when you're in high school or you're in, you know, middle school and you do those word problems that it's like if a train leaves, and you're like, I'm never going to use this in your life. And now people like, this is literally my Super Bowl to try to figure
Swift
out
leaves
if, her,
Tokyo.
If she leaves Tokyo
at the same time the team bus departs for Allegiant Stadium.
And the time difference is this. Will she make it to the game on time?
Wow. God, I hope not. I'm kidding. It'll be fun. But can we not agree? It would be listen. I know you're not anti-Taylor or Travis. Neither am I. I don't care. But could we not agree it would be kind of funny?
I mean, there'll be jokes. There'll be things that people will say that will be funny. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't get behind that. I'm a big fan of the guys. So, I don't want to do
I have, like, really good jokes in my head if they lose that I'm excited to see get stolen by bigger accounts, retweeted for, like, 500,000 likes.
Right.
Like, oh, way to go. Good job on that.
Right.
But we're talking to Jenny Felix. I think the world of you, but your son, who does adore you, refuses to share a microphone.
He's a diva.
Now, you technically have more TV credits than him at this point. You were on my show. You shut it down. Like people thought you were great.
Aww,
I mean, I carried the interview, but they don't know.
Of course
that.
You do.
Kidding. Stop it. Stop it. But the Link Man has demanded.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
He's demanded his own audience.
Mm-hmm.
The Link Man, by the way, if you guys are coming to see me in Huntsville, Alabama, the Mars Music Center, Mars Music Hall, fancy.
Okay.
A hall is fancier than a center. Don't you think?
Maybe.
I don't know. It just in theory, it would sound fancier.
Yeah. Hall does sound
Let me
cool.
make sure I get it. But a hall is also like where we have weddings around here.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get to the bottom of this. The date. Oh, man. We got too much going on. The Mars Music Hall, Huntsville, Alabama, April 13th.
Okay.
He's going to meet Lincoln the dog.
Yeah.
Tommy and Laura Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
We spent the holiday with them on FaceTime.
We did.
Graciously named a dog they rescued after our dirtbag kid.
Yeah.
So we're going to fly down there and try to meet the Daniels and kick their dog.
That's
the right thing to do. It's the right. They name it after your kid. You can kick
PETA
it.
PETA is going to come after you, not knowing you're kidding.
I know they don't know any of the jokes. Last week, I made a joke on my show about, you remember the woman who jumped on the hood of a car to go get her dog back in California?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the joke of the monologue was like on the Saturday Night Show was like, is the difference between owning a dog and a cat? Now, we own a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
We're obviously very pro-cat.
Yeah.
But I did get a lot of tweets from cat people.
Are you serious?
Like, cats are wonderful. They love us. I'm but like, if, dude, I have a cat.
But if they know cats,
I know.
They would know that that's
they
true.
Know
you can
the joke.
Love them and know that they want nothing to do with you.
I know. That's what I said.
Like,
I
couldn't. They're so
this
indifferent.
Is the difference between a dog and a cat. Your cat wants to get kidnapped. It
yeah.
wants to get away from you.
Totally. And not yeah. because you're a brat, just because the cat's a brat. We love her. She's yeah. 18.
But she's a brat.
Yeah. She doesn't come greet us at the door the way the dog does. There is a difference.
No, but I did. I got the messages. Still like, how dare you besmirch the character of cats. I'm like, nobody likes cats. We have them.
Yeah.
I have. I've had cats my whole life.
Yeah, you're not doing anything to help the like the crazy cat lady stereotype
no,
by getting
I'm
mad
not.
At jokes like that.
Dude, we had a cat that was an we have a dump button. Don't worry.
Okay.
So she looked at me. We had a cat, Elvis, who lived to be 15 years, who did he not live to upset me?
To upset specifically
but
you.
But not Lincoln, not Jenny,
no,
me.
No, he loved me. He followed me around. He was the most adorable thing, but he would do everything in his power to make you mad. It was so funny.
He would legit in our dining room table when I sat down to have a meal, mm-hmm. jump on the table.
Uh-huh.
But no, he'd jump on the table, but I'd be like, hey, get out of there. He wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
He would wait.
No kitties on the table.
He would wait till I physically walked to his end, then he'd like purr and jump off the
yeah.
table. And then the minute I sat down, what would
he'd
he do?
Go right
get
back up.
On the table.
So funny. He and would he, knock over your water on your end table constantly.
Yeah, if I went to bed with the water, he'd come by and just knock it over.
Mine would be fine.
It wouldn't touch hers. And this was like an ongoing thing for 15 years till we finally had to put him down for mouthing off.
Stop.
I'm kidding. But, you know, cats have that in them. And it's
yeah.
not to say dogs don't misbehave.
Right.
But generally speaking, if your dog is a jerk, either you're a jerk or you got him from somebody who was a jerk.
Right.
Because dogs really want to please you
right.
at their core.
Right.
They're wonderful, sweet beings.
Yeah.
So a little more Super Bowl for me, and then we're on our way. President Biden skips the pregame interview.
Yeah,
I, you
I
see, the
that.
Reason I'm so down on that is because I keep saying this on TV. It's an easy interview, man.
It's
you
a
just
softball.
Say guacamole.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything else. Guac, beer, commercials.
Yeah,
there's like three words. You know what I mean?
Clydesdales. That's all you got to do.
Anything.
Yeah.
The only person I ever saw screwed up was Carrie Lake. Remember Carrie Lake was running mm-hmm. for governor of Arizona. And I interviewed Carrie Lake on the show, guys. If you're not familiar with her or you're new to the show, it was one of the best experiences of my life, is Carrie Lake wasn't capable of having a human conversation.
Oh, I remember this.
From time to time, you get a politician on that's just talking points.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what you say. You know yeah. what I mean? What's the best M&M? Well, can we even have M&Ms with Joe Biden in the Oval Office? And at first, you're like, oh, this is a joke. But when they do it the third time,
yeah.
you're like, oh, this is all they can say.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie Lake is physically incapable of having a human conversation with me based on the fact that she worked in media like 30 years. So mm-hmm. there's no excuse for this.
Yeah.
It's just as a politician, she has a plan and she's sticking to it. So I muscle through a 12-minute conversation of making everything she says sound spontaneous because I don't want to be the guy just reading talking points to someone. So I'm really forcing a conversation. And of course, we get to the very end of the conversation. You know how it goes. It's a layup question. No more talking points, no more policy, no more Biden, no more Kristen, whoever she's running against, Katie Hobbs, none of it. And I just say, well, you know, Arizona is hosting the Super Bowl. If you were governor, would you host a good Super Bowl? And of course, she says, well, when I think of the Super Bowl,
I
just think of the national anthem
yeah.
in America.
Get her out.
Yeah.
Get her out of here.
We all, everyone in the studio, because it was a crowded room that day,
mm-hmm.
everyone threw their arms up like, go, oh, come on. All you had to say was guacamole. So the fact that Biden can't give us 3.5 minutes of guacamole,
yeah.
a bad sign.
Totally.
That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Enjoy the pants off the weekend. Get your copy of Cancel Culture Dictionary. If you have not, it's foxnewsbooks.com. And make sure you watch Fox News Saturday night with your radio buddy Jimmy Failla, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Fox News Channel.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.